This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domagini says that conducting a soil test, controlling broadleaf weeds in lawns, and mulching landscape beds are just a few of the things we can do to prepare for the garden season. Cynthia, we're still really getting ready for the heart of the garden season. Some cool crops have been planted, but for the most part, really just getting the garden going, we want to start with that soil test.
Exactly. If you haven't done a soil test in probably the last 2 years or so, it would be a good idea to start out with that. That's going to give you information you need to know about the fertility of your soil so that you can add supplemental fertilizer as needed, or maybe you don't need to add anything and you can just add an organic matter to improve the soil texture. So that soil test is really your starting point for the garden season. All of the information you need for doing a soil test is on the website, and that's going to give you the best information for how to collect the sample, because it's more than just digging up some dirt from the garden. There are some more specific requirements. So if you are not sure where to look, start with your local extension office and they'll be able to direct you. They'll also be able to tell you if you need to mail it in or if you can drop it off at the extension office. They're the best source for information on how to get that test submitted.
We also want to be thinking about broadleaf weeds right now in the lawn.
Right. And I offer this garden prep information kind of maybe, maybe not. Some people don't mind having a few weeds in their lawn. And for those people, you can ignore them. Some of these broadleaf weeds are an early food source for our bees and other pollinators. So I hesitate to say to do anything about those. But for those of you who are looking for a uniform lawn, now is the time to treat for broadleaf weeds. So again, you can look at your local extension agency for recommendations for identifying what those broadleaf weeds are first, and then recommendations on how to treat for them, if that's the route you choose.
Aeration is another thing that takes place in the lawn, typically in April?
Exactly, yeah. Aeration can start in March, but go through April, and that's specifically for cool season grasses. With aerating the lawn, that's something that you may want to contact a local maintenance company to assist you with. Those machines that they use can be a bit hefty. And so if you don't have experience with that, or perhaps you just don't want to do it, you can find a professional to take care of that for you. And aeration is a great practice for improving the oxygen flow to the roots of your turf grass. It also helps the water soak in better, which means the nutrients, when you do fertilize your lawn, the nutrients are going to get to that root zone easier. So aerating is a practice that is recommended this time of year.
Another thing they can think about is maybe removing some of the flower stalks as well.
As your spring flowering blooms, your tulips and daffodils, as those flowers die back, you can cut the flower stalks off, leave those leaves intact because they will continue to generate energy stored in the roots to support next year's bloom. But the flower stalks can be cut off. You don't have to remove daffodil stalks if you don't want to, if they're not bothering you. But the tulip stalks can be a bit unsightly, so you may want to cut those back. But yes, the leaves should stay intact until they die back naturally.
Maybe one other thing we can cover this week would be mulching landscape beds.
Yes, we highly recommend mulching the landscapes. Mulch helps with moderating the soil temperature, which is nice in the winter, but also in the summer when things heat up. The mulch also helps prevent weeds from germinating, and it helps retain moisture in the soil. So all three of those things are going to benefit your plants. But it's also going to save you time in the garden with maintenance and also money, because you're not going to have to be applying as much water to the landscape beds.
That's Cynthia Domagini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist on preparing for the garden season. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.